Okay, yeah, so we're here out in the People's Park out around Dunleary. I'm here with, what's your name?
Michelle
from
Mayfield Community Arts Centre.
Excellent. And what are you been doing? I just got out late here now, but we've just caught the tail end of what looked like something special. There's people crying and there's people laughing and there's a whole lot of colour and paint everywhere, and it looks like it was something special. So what's just been going on here?
Okay, so we've spent the last 3 days working together, a group from Nicaragua and the Mayfield Community Arts Centre, painting a mural for the last 3 days. So the mural depicted children's rights to celebrate their culture, children's right to have a home, to be different, but yeah, to celebrate the fact that they're all equal as well. So the group have comprised of four artists from Nicaragua who work with an organization over there called Fanarte, and in particular the organization Muralismo. They work with children out in the suburbs, children that can't afford to go to school, so they're educated through the arts. They work with approximately 450 kids per week, and they have 150 murals at the moment in their city. Their city is now known as the City of Murals. So we've had an exchange with them for the last 3 years, with groups going back and forth, and we were invited for both groups to come together to paint this mural here for the festival.
And how did it go? Was it brilliant? Did you get rained on?
Absolutely fantastic. The rain held off till about the last 5 minutes, so we just got away with it. There was a few threatenings of rain. We had a group that really bonded really, really well, as you saw just there. Everyone was crying, saying goodbye to each other, so it was absolutely fantastic. These people will never get the opportunity to meet again. I never experienced cultures, you know, they're like teenage kids from Mayfield, don't get a lot of opportunities like this, so it was a fantastic experience for them. But we're hoping that next year, for the Cork City is the European Capital of Culture for 2005, so we're hoping to invite another group over from Nicaragua, a group from Colombia, Belfast and Cork, to work for a month in Cork City and create another art project similar to this.
Excellent. And the four people came out from Nicaragua, and have they been down in Cork for a few days with you?
Yeah, they've been down in Cork for about the last 10 days, and this is one of them here, Julio. Julio has mucho inglés.
Hola, Julio. ¿Cómo estás, amigo? Yeah. And have you had a good time here in Ireland?
Yeah, it's the best time in my life.
Your life?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant to hear.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear, very happy to hear that. And I know just a little bit about this Muralismo, but it sounds and it seems like something very, very amazing. Just painting the walls of the buildings, and a process that everybody seems to participate in, and just colour everywhere. It seems it's something very special, yes?
Yeah. I don't understand.
Sorry. I think that the Muralismo in your town is something very, very amazing. Do you think it is something special?
Yeah, I think the Muralismo is special because with mural you can express feelings and
be creative.
Yeah, it's very special because with murals we can go together around the world and meet the people, special people.
And it's an opportunity for people to be creative and for the public to see the work.
To
especially if you've got the theme like children's rights, it's a great way to get it out into the public's faces.
And in terms of taking an idea to get the children to think about, like, is that a very strong learning process?
They have a process where the children, they start first. A lot of what they do is they educate their children about their own culture and their own history, because they, like I said, that they can't afford to go to school. So, and then there's a process that they start with a story, and then they start painting drawings, and then what the most important thing is that all the children get to contribute and they all participate, and nobody's ideas are determined. No ideas are left out. But it's a real, like, it's a group work all the time.
And back in, is the name of your town, is it Estelis or Esteli or
Esteli?
Esteli. And is it the children that participate in this, like, how many children do this, or is it always changing or growing?
Yeah, every week in Esteli go to the workshop, 4,000 and and fighting children around
450 children. They work, go out into the suburbs and they have workshops, especially on Saturdays. Sí, sábado.
Sí, sábado.
Sábado. Sí. Sí. And they work with the children every Saturday, and the children start these workshops when they're about 4 years of age, and they continue right through the whole process. Por ejemplo, Julio started working with them when he was 9, as a student, like participating, and now he is 24. Now he's a tutor there, you know, so he works with the children.
Excellent. And it just, like, I think it's one of the best things I've ever heard about, like, it just bringing more and more colour to the world, and also a simple process that gets people talking and doing very special things with each other and learning so much so quickly, I'd say. I hope that it becomes, it grows more and more and more, and have more people all over the world start doing this process, because it is, it seems super, it's amazing.
Do you want to speak to one of the participants? Hi. From
Cork? How's it going? What's your name?
Michelle,
nice to meet you, Michelle.
You too.
It looks like it's been an emotional few days, has it?
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
That's a board. Sorry there, that's just the indie media process board, so I'll open that up later on. So tell us, what's been going on for the last few days?
We've been painting on mural, been taking down other boys, painting it for the past 2 days.
And you, how long have you been involved with the Mural Eastmont project?
About 2 or 3 weeks, nearly.
Yeah. And how did you first hear about it, Aaron?
Jessica came into our school and was speaking to us about it. And we just started doing it from there.
Yeah, and it's been something amazing, hasn't
it? Yeah, it's been very good. Sorry about it going out.
Yeah, okay, listen, safe home, man. I'll see you again sometime.
Thanks very much.
Okay, well, we'll wrap up. Anyway, so thanks very much. Hopefully we'll get in contact back again, and this will all be up online. And maybe we can keep in contact all together through the global network of Indie Media, and we'll get onto the Nicaraguan node as well and stuff like that.
We actually worked on the design via email. The two projects were working together and then sending their work back and forth, so we actually designed the whole mural. Email.
Excellent. The wonders of modern technology.
Absolutely.
And then at the end, paint, getting filthy, dirty, and being covered in paint.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, listen, thanks very much.
Okay,
Muchas
great.
Gracias. And hope you all enjoy yourselves and safe home.
Thanks. So.